Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Now they are making an incog in the waistband holster that will accommodate your weapons light. If you want to mount a light on your weapon and carry it inside the waistband, they now have a holster to do that for you. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Today on the show, we're going to be joined by Scott Blick. We're going to talk about, I want to talk about what he thinks is the best for this and the best for that, just based upon what people buy. And see if that varies from region to region. I find that interesting in the business, you know. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, who I'm actually trying to get to come back on the show to actually talk about this. He wrote something on his Slow Facts blog about how politicians make political profit by passing an ineffective law. Now, he, like me and like a lot of people, he studies firearm law. And when it comes to violence in our society, a politician realizes they don't need to actually improve anything with any sort of legislation. They realize that the next gun law that they pass can actually make things worse rather than better. But that will lead to more gun control law. You see, here's the problem with the American electorate. We buy politics like an impulse buyer. Politics is like I do a lot of shopping at Trader Joe's, you know, and they have all this organic stuff and all this other good stuff. It's actually good for you to eat. It's sort of tasty. But then at the cash registers, that's where they've got all the candy. For the impulse shoppers, I just can't resist the chocolate-covered almond peanut caramel clusters or whatever they've got on sale there. That's the way we are with politics. We don't look beyond the packaging to see what's really inside. And politicians put forth a world of very vague images, very vague, and impressions about the stated intent of their proposed law. All they really need is a good headline. They'll even write the headline if they need to for the media, if the media will let them. Favorable media coverage helps the politician get political donations. Campaign cash is the real goal of legislation. That's what it's all about. Staying in office. That's a far cry from actually doing the people's business and controlling criminal violence in our streets. A politician wants to control you. He can't control you if you're armed. The end result down the road, the carrot on the stick, if you will, is disarming you, coming to that point where everybody coalesces into wanting the gun-free utopia. Now, in the real world, a politician can't do very much because if they could, it would already be happening. It's a very simple reason for this. When it comes to controlling violence, criminals don't obey the law. They're criminals. That's a problem for the average unarmed American citizen, but violent crime is actually an opportunity for the politician. More laws and controls are always the solution, no matter what the problem is, even though it's not going to solve the issue. All that matters is that the politician's press release spins well enough for the fawning news media. But this problem is very, very widespread. You've got a gullible news media and short attention span voters that can be found from coast to coast and border to border. The only solution that anybody sees is a smaller government and to be a better consumer of political news. Pay attention to what your politicians are doing. Our politicians are malleable. They can change. But you actually have to put some pressure on them. Some of them, you're going to, there's enough of them that are malleable for the ones that aren't to make them a minority. Our politicians are only going to stop lying when they're caught and shamed. Now let's look at Hillary Clinton, which is, you know, sort of a cheap way of looking at things. She lies every time she opens her mouth. Has anybody asked her why she wants to be the president of the United States? Does anybody know? Does anybody care? But yet she's out there campaigning, not taking questions. She should be being grilled just until she bleeds out of her cheeks. But here's some examples of political hypocrisy that needs to stop. Starting in Seattle, we're told that the recently passed Washington gun law would stop criminals from getting guns. They demand a background check every time a gun changes hands. Last week, a Seattle woman was robbed at gunpoint in front of her home. The armed thief took her purse and keys. The criminal didn't submit to a mandatory background check to get his gun. In fact, right now, robbery is up 38% in the area year to year. The mandatory background check law sounded good, but it simply doesn't work as advertised because it is not going to. Can't. No way to make it work. Oregon has passed a similar mandatory background check law. Another felon from Oregon has used a gun as he robbed a home. It was already illegal for this guy to have a gun, but that didn't stop him. The new mandatory background check law won't stop them either. In San Diego, a thief robbed a San Diego restaurant, shot a customer. San Diego, there are no honest citizens. They can't get a permit to carry a firearm. The thief had a gun anyway, and he didn't bother asking the sheriff for that permit. Two police officers were shot and killed in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They were shot and killed by two convicted felons who could not possess guns. But they failed to obey that law. 3 to 4 people have been shot each day in Baltimore, Maryland, since the riots. And they have extremely strict gun laws. The laws are so strict that it is impossible for an honest citizen to get a permit. This isn't stopping the bad guys. Those gun laws only leave the honest citizens defenseless. Gangs run guns into the gun-free cities of New York City, Washington, D.C. Gangs move drugs, gangs move people, gangs move guns and ammunition. That doesn't move New York criminals. They get their guns, but, honest citizens are left disarmed by the law. Violence soared as Chicago passed more and more gun laws, and public violence has finally fallen when the citizens there have been allowed to protect themselves. But there are exceptions in the elevated trains and mass transportation. Crime is still on the rise. So no city is immune. But there are headline surfing anti-rights voters out there saying that we should pass a new law to make criminals obey the old law. And sigh out loud. Somewhere another politician has found his low information voter, and he is smiling about that. Gun laws can only infringe on your rights because a honest gun owner is the only one that's going to obey the gun law. And the criminals aren't. And this is where the hypocrisy lies. Criminals don't care because they break the law for a living. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Criminals don't care because they break the law for a living. Let that sink in. Failed firearms prohibition only makes it more cumbersome for you to defend yourself, your wife, your children, your family, your loved ones. Is that failure a flaw in the law, or is it a feature that is designed from the very start? Is that actual, it's not an unintended consequence, that's a known consequence of what was going to happen. And there's your political intent. To pass failed law upon failed law until they get to the zenith. And then when they get to the zenith, it still will be failing. And yet, we'll be the ones getting beaten and shot and robbed. Everything else. They'll be surrounded by their little bodyguards and guns all around them and everything else. And they will have succeeded in the big lie. That's their goal. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, where they have announced the new INCOG, which will hold your light. You want to mount a light on a pistol, which is... If you're going to carry a gun and you're going to carry a light, I would condense it. Yeah, I would. I'd go ahead and, you know, I've been back and forth like a badminton birdie over that one, but I'm now in the camp of mount the light. I'm going to be getting one for my Glock 34, and I will mount the light on it, and I will carry it inside the waistband. the light-bearing Incog. Go check it out, tacticalholsters.com. Coming from an anti-gun guy, his name is John Trapagan. He is he's a law professor. He wrote an op-ed for something called the Dalla News. This is him verbatim, okay? verbatim. In the past 3 years, Americans have witnessed shootings at a movie in Colorado, a 3-year-old shooting and killing his father in Indiana, and most recently, 9 people killed in a fight among biker gangs in Waco. Amazingly, Americans seem to see these regular incidents as normal. It's a powerful and sad testament to how anesthetized we have become to this ongoing violence. And despite all of this violence and loss of life, many in Texas and elsewhere want to increase gun ownership and allow people to openly carry firearms. I will address each of these in a minute. Since 9/11, Americans have been deeply concerned about threats to national security. Our tendency has been to define national security only in terms of external threats. A much better way to see national security is in terms of well-being of our population. If we think of it this way, the evidence is clear. A heavily armed population in the U.S. is not secure because our culture does not seem to lend itself well to allowing the proliferation of guns. There are many law-abiding gun owners who do not go out and kill people and who keep their guns stored safely. But as a whole, Americans do not seem to be able to handle gun ownership in a way that permits maintenance of a civil society. The reality is that the significant numbers of bad apples have spoiled it for those law-abiding gun owners, and it's time that gun rights organizations, such as the National Rifle Association, recognize this and begin working with those who want realistic gun control laws, in part as a way of building trust with those who do not own guns. It's the one thing we agree on, a desire for a safe and secure society. Often, those against gun control argue that if you take away the guns from regular people, only criminals will have guns. Thus, people need to be armed in order to protect themselves. This has not proved true in countries such as Australia, Japan, and South Korea that have fairly recently enacted strict gun control laws. There is simply no need for a civilized society to tolerate the type of gun-related violence that Americans seem to accept as normal. Our modern industrial countries have realized that in some cases, very long ago, that it is unnecessary for people in a free society to have easy access to guns. The solution to gun-related crime is not further arming the public. It involves enacting comprehensive gun control laws that prohibit many forms of gun ownership, significantly curtailing or eliminating access to and the ability to purchase guns, and implementing programs in which the government confiscates or purchases illegal guns already in circulation among the public. For those firearms that are legal, ownership should be tied not only to background checks, but to extensive and mandatory training in the safe use and storage of firearms. Evidence from other countries shows clearly that these types of measures will significantly reduce gun-related deaths and lead to a safer and more secure society. In an era of extreme concern about national security, Americans need to recognize that one of the greatest threats to national security is their own heavily armed population. We need to enact legislation that will greatly reduce gun-related crime and protect people from the dangers associated with widespread gun access and ownership. Unfortunately, our proven inability to handle widespread gun ownership suggests strongly that the way to do this is to deeply restrict access to and ownership of most types of guns. Americans should ask themselves whether they want to live in a society that is secure because everyone is ready to shoot one another, or one that is secure because people have peace of mind and experience freedom from violence and the freedom to pursue their lives in safety and happiness rather than fear. Okay. This guy doesn't like guns, right? And he throws a bunch of things out there. He doesn't ever cite a single study. Not one. And that's because they don't exist. For example, in Australia, where they have gun crime skyrocketing, he says that the criminals are not getting guns. They're building guns, dummy. They're building them. Japan and South Korea, I don't know about. I don't know about South Korea. I don't know about Japan. I will look into that, though. I'm going to look into that. I know that they, you know, everybody has crime. There are no perfect societies, idiot. You should know this. He tries to tie what happened in Waco with the biker gang, with the, you got my parking space incident. Let's go. Feel your hand. He tries to tie that to open carry, except in 40-some-odd states that same day, we had open carry and nothing like that happened. They don't have open carry in Texas yet. Very close to having it, but they don't have it yet. he seems to, he has this distraction of, he seems to be very concerned about the way guns are stored. I never really truly understand that, because storage of a gun is, you know, that's, it's temporary. It's a temporary measure. To negate a gun, storing it is a temporary measure that can be rectified. It may take time. If you've got a gun lock on the lower part of it and it's coming apart, you know, you've got it in two pieces and everything, it may take a minute to get it back into action, but you will get it back into action. It's a temporary measure. Civilized society, and is he saying that America cannot handle responsibility? Because that's what it sounds like. He makes it sound like a civilized society has to be liberal and a gun-free utopia. And the only problem with that is there is no such place that exists. There is, never has been, there's never going to be such a place that exists. There's always going to be bad people. There's always going to be bad people. In Australia, in the UK, there are bad people. And just because they don't use a gun to hurt you doesn't mean you don't get hurt. Does it matter how you get hurt? Somebody perpetrates violence on you, does it matter how you get hurt? And our gun violence is nothing compared to other countries. We are not the number one leading. We come in, I think, at 23 or 24 in industrial countries as far as gun violence is concerned. If you want to narrow it down to the gun violence thing, we are 23 or 24. Nowhere near the top of the list. That's the other thing. They get out there and they tell you this stuff like there's not somebody like me that's going to tell you the difference. But alas, poor attorney, poor Counselor Trafficking. Anybody in the Texas area that finds this cat, because he's obviously out of Texas, I wouldn't use him. He doesn't do his research. You need a lawyer that's going to do, you know, their research. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how also the Moms Demand Action are wanting to tie in open carry to Waco. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. With their crazy new inside. I've never seen an inside the waistband holster that accommodates a weapon light. There may be some out there, but now G-Code has the NCOG that will accommodate your weapons light mounted on your weapon. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The same day that this anti-gun law professor wrote his little op-ed, the Moms Demand Action, Angela Turner, she got out there and suggested that the Waco shootout between outlaw biker gangs highlights the danger of openly carrying handguns. Now, at the time this happened, and at this time, at this particular moment, open carry of handguns is not yet legal in Texas, so if they were openly carrying handguns, they were breaking the law. So it could not have been a factor in the criminal incident. Somehow they want to tie this idea that open carry of handguns, which exists in lots of places, in most places in the United States, that's legal. And we never hear about the cops throwing a guy against the wall. Only when they're working their way into it do we hear about that. Only when they're working their way into it. And then once everything settles down, then we never hear about those incidents again. Anybody that thinks something like that is going to be seamless, I got a couple of bridges that are for sale. You know, I'm just being realistic. According to The Hill, Ms. Turner said the following in reaction to the shootout: open carry makes everyday confrontations potentially more dangerous and poses an unnecessary challenge on our law enforcement to determine in the heat of the event who is a good guy and who is a dangerous criminal. You've never been a rather dangerous person, Angela Turner, have you? A good guy, if he gets involved in a gunfight, is going to sit there and wait. He's going to be the one calling the cops. A bad guy is going to run. You idiot. You waste of skin. In Texas right now, the laws as they stand actually prohibit openly carrying firearms. Yet that didn't stop the shootout. State Senator Joan Hoffman echoed his sentiment and said on May 18th, There's no such thing as a gun-free zone. We try our best to control criminal activity. We have plenty of laws on the books to prevent criminals from committing crimes. As we can see yesterday, things still occur sometimes. And I would correct, I'm glad that she's trying to point some things out, but I would have to take issue with the fact that she thinks they have laws that will prevent, plenty of laws that prevents crime. Laws are put in place to have a penalty for when you transgress the law. When you break the law, then there's a consequence for it. If there's no law about it, there is no consequence. So there's, you know, you can walk. There's no law against walking, so you can walk and there's no consequence for it. Nobody's ever written a law about it. Now, if you jaywalk in certain places, there's a consequence for it.
Yeah.
Now, they're also trying to seize upon this as a way of securing expanded background checks. And they've made the outrageous claim that if there were expanded background checks, the outlaw biker gangs would not get guns. But, you know, first of all, that's never been true. That's never been true. Criminals don't have any issues getting anything. I mean, you don't believe me? Go find a determined criminal. Criminals are, what a criminal can do is based upon the opportunities in front of him. So if a criminal wants a Lamborghini, and there's a Lamborghini dealership near him, he will have a Lamborghini. Or if there's a bunch of people that drive Lamborghinis around him, he will have a Lamborghini. If the criminal wants to dress snappy, he will have the clothes. He'll hijack a truck, he'll knock over a clothing store, he'll do something. Now, the hardest part about this is that eventually they all get caught, or they get shot, or something happens. And the laws and the background checks and all the other things we have in place, all of these headline-grabbing shootings, they don't stop them. Criminals get around them. Some criminals are not always so apparent, like Adam Lanza. He wasn't a criminal that was apparent. His mom bought guns legally. He stole his mom's guns and shot her. Then he went on his rampage. Jacob Roberts, when he decided he wanted to shoot up the Clackamas Mall, he broke into a car and got an AR-15. Then there's the ones that pass a background check. Once again, not apparent. I'm trying to decide that. Let me ask everybody a question, and you know, it doesn't have to be a show of hands, but somebody give me some input. Who wants me to be live on Memorial Day? I'm a veteran. It doesn't matter to me. I couldn't care less. You want me to be live, I'll be live. You don't want me to be live, you want to be grilling, that's fine too. That's fine too. Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi in Garland, they passed the background check. Lots of people passed. Elliot Rogers, he passed the background check. James Holmes, the guy that the good counselor referenced, he passed the background check. Sung Woo Cho passed a background check. If Waco proves anything, it's that criminals are going to act out their criminality at some point, and the best thing that could happen is for citizens to be ready for that. Be armed and prepared to defend themselves and their families when that happens. I'm being told to take day off. I will not be live on Memorial Day. I'll be memorialing. I'll be observing some things with some veterans and some family, I guess. Anyway, coming out of Colorado, we got this little fight going on. We got it between the Independence Institute, which is David Koppel, who is very well known and very well thought of in the gun advocacy world, and the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, which is Dudley Brown. In Colorado right now, they're thinking about taking the magazine capacity to 30, which would effectively get rid of the 15 of the standard capacity magazine ban in Colorado. Now, this would not allow for anything above 30, okay, Betamax and that stuff, but it would put the standard magazines back in place. And, you know, it's already unenforceable. It would just make it smarter. Mr. Brown wants to argue that everything has to be rescinded. And he's calling the Independence Institute a Bloomberg sleeper cell. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you about this, okay? I've always, and you know what? I'm going to hold this for the next segment. I'm going to hold this for the next segment because I think my statement that I'm about to make is I think it needs a little explaining because I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do this time because I understand the concept and the philosophical outlook of what a fight is, okay? I understand how one should be approached, which a fight should be approached primarily to win it. Don't do it if you can't win it. All right? Lots of people, Sun Tzu said that. I mean, lots of people have made that opinion known. And Mr. Brown, I think, is causing something here that doesn't necessarily need to be said. So, yes, we're going to be ranting about a gun rights advocate here very shortly. Very short. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Scott Blick from Ammunition Depot. Because very soon, I'm going to be doing some gratuitous expenditures of ammunition, and all the ammunition I'm going to get is going to be coming from them. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, where they now have the new Incog Shadow, they call it. An inside-the-waistband holster made of hard kydex, covered in a nice fuzzy covering with clips on the outside, strategically placed to keep it secure. This will also hold your weapons mounted light now. I don't know if it's the first. It is definitely new. Inside the waistband, though. Inside your waistband, you can now hold your gun and your light. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, I teased this in the beginning. There's a fight going on right now between the Independence Institute out of Colorado, with David Koppel is there, a few other people, John Caldera, and the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, which is also, it's also basically the National Association for Gun Rights, okay? Now, when you think about those two organizations, you are essentially, I've never heard of anybody that's a spokesperson for either one of those, except for Dudley Brown. There are people out there that say that these organizations exist solely for him. Okay? When I was with Gun Owners of America in the capacity I used to be within, when I was a contractor for them, from time to time I would call Larry Pratt and I would say, I want to do this, I want to do that, and he would say, please don't. And I would say, but this needs to be illustrated, Larry. And then Larry would tell me, okay? He would tell me this. He would say, maybe so. However, if you go off on that slant, this is going to be a big distraction over the issue that's actually at hand. So we don't necessarily need to make a distraction to that, do we? He'd be very professorial to me and lead me around to where I finally, it was like it was my decision to not go with that. What he taught me was that while there's certain things I don't like about certain organizations, sometimes I don't necessarily need to highlight them. Now, that hasn't kept me from doing it all the time, to be sure. But at the same time, I'm not going to get out there and get in a pitched fight with any of them. I'm related to people that I have disagreements with. And here's the thing about this fight. In Colorado, what they're recommending is a limit which would make most magazines that are available, that most people would carry, available and legal. Which, one, there's no way to regulate that. It's a stupid law to have in the first place. It should never have been there. Secondly, these are the Republicans that are trying to get something done. First step comes, next step comes later. Okay? Okay. Now, the only people that has been that are benefiting from this fight between Dudley Brown and the Independence Institute right now are the Democrats. The Democrats. They dropped this 30-round distraction between these two fighters like a big piece of red meat between two rabid dogs. Koppel and Dudley Brown do not like each other at all. And both of them took the bait. however, in this particular instance, Mr. Brown likes to point out that the bait is hypothetical, given that no such measure has been introduced. It would take some legislative hustle to move a 30-round bill in at this particular time, although supporters insist there's still time for the Republican Senate leadership to introduce a bill and have it passed before both houses before this past May 6th. This was when this was all put together. Those in favor are arguing that this is more achievable than a full repeal. And I want to ask anybody out there, has anybody, besides prohibition, what have you seen repealed? Really repealed. There's talk about repealing Obamacare. Well, you know, hasn't happened yet. There's lots of talk about lots of things. Talk about repealing the Second Amendment. The fight goes on. So, I mean, why are we having this fight in between two supposed, you know, if two people get out there and claim to be a Second Amendment advocate? Here's the thing about this fight, okay? That bill of goods was sold in Colorado. And the way it was pushed forward, it had nothing to do with the constituents. This was not the constituents asleep at the wheel this time. This was put together by a group of Democrats in the Senate that told all of their, John Morris told everybody there to not pay attention to their constituents and just go this way. And they were led around by the nose by Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, and all these other guys. So they weren't doing the people of Colorado's work when they did that. They were doing, you know, they were being team players in the anti-gun crusade. And you still have the governor in place that signed it. Now, going out there and getting a bill pushed through, let's say you did push for the repeal, the full repeal, still got to go past the governor's desk. Even though he barely won his reelection, he won it. One thing I desperately want to see, desperately, is I want to see us start adopting some of the other team's tactics because they do work. They do work. In a state like Colorado, which is a purple state, and yes, please tell me, hey, Bill, you know, you're giving in, you're caving, you're compromising. I'm not compromising, I'm not doing anything. I'm being realistic. If I'm facing an opponent, I'm going to beat him some way or the other, and however I beat him doesn't matter because there's no such thing as a fair fight. There's only winning a fight. So if I can tag my opponent three or four times and make him reel and lay on the ropes for a minute, that's exactly what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. This is a tag. This is tagging the opponent. This is knocking him, disorienting him, everything else. That's what the Independence Institute is talking about. What, you know, what Dudley wants, while in theory it might be true, it's not realistic, not with that governor in place. So let's get what we can. That's like looking at a bunch of hostages and saying, hey, well, you know, we can only save two, so let's not even bother. When you have a chance of some sort of positivity, some sort of movement, forward movement, positive movement, back towards rights, you take it. You take the move and you execute it. You don't get out there and you don't grandstand and you're not out there. He's out there saying he got all the Republicans elected and these guys can't do it because they're a 501c and all this other stuff. You haven't touched nothing. Larry Pratt is a 501c at Gun Owners of America. He's one of the most savvy, in the shadows political operatives I've ever seen in my life. I've watched him work. You are nothing compared to him. And yet he does what you say can't be done. This fight that's going on in Colorado. This is a distraction that is being made by the gun advocacy, gun rights advocacy, and it's being made because you got two guys that don't like each other. That's what it boils down to. Now, Koppel, I would tip my hat to Koppel. Koppel does a lot of good work. He does it nationally. He does it all over the place. I'm going to try to get him to come on the show next week. But I don't know that I would have taken his bait. I don't think I would have taken Dudley Moore's bait. I think I would have just laughed at him. And you know what? I'm real tired of the National Association for Gun Rights. When the NRA had their little confab, the NRA Association meeting, they didn't invite Rand Paul there because of his association with NAGR, and I don't think in that particular instance that was something prudent to do. Because if you're going to present everybody that's on a stage, put them all up there. Don't worry about their past associations. NAGR, being endorsed by them, what does that mean? Exactly. Being endorsed by the National Association of Gun Rights. They came down here trying to unseat Lindsey Graham. And instead of endorsing one candidate, they endorsed all five running against Lindsey Graham. Trying to primary him. Let's just divide the votes five different ways. That's not political savvy. You get behind one guy, you separate him from the rest of the herd, you make him the superstar, put him on the podium, let him go. Let him get all the... That's the way you do it. All right, we're going to roll into the second hour. I don't take blood pressure medication anymore, so I'm not going to take that. I'll just have more coffee. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.